it pays so much homage to the bodies of work, because we don't launch things on the internet as a life worker and people that are attracted to my work. We launch things as a, this is what we've lived through and we've learned, and they mean so much to us. They're not about making money. It's about the pass on. It's literally like the legacy, these bodies of work that we create for the internet.
Hi, big dreamers. Oh my God, you guys. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Jana Kingsford. If we've never met, I'm so excited to meet you. I am the chief big dreamer of the internet. And I have so much goodness to stream through for you today. I am going to share with you something really cool. My accidental $1 million funnel. And if you know me, you know that I don't even do email marketing. So this is really a surprise for all of us. But I just really unpack it and explain it to you because it's super exciting. Because I'm about to do a program called Launchology. I've got so much to tell you guys, so much to tell you. I got a program called Launchology, which is my brand new launching program. And if you've been around a moment, I have been launching online courses since 2014, and I've been teaching other people how to do it. And then I created $1 million in 8 months without launching, without like using a traditional framework. And I made more than ever before. So I decided to retire Launch A Little Course, my old school launching vibe. So if you were in Launch A Little Course, I love you guys. I've loved the experience of it. We are retiring and it's nearly 10 years. Can you believe it? I'm about to drop so much gold on your face, like spraying it like confetti on the internet about my accidental $1 million funnel, which was kind of like a realization that I just had before when I was like, what should I talk about today? Like, I don't know what to talk about besides like everything that has changed in my world since I was going live a bajillion times a day. And I want to like unpack it for you guys. But then I was like, I have an organic sequence, aka funnel, but we don't even like that word, but whatever, we're using it for universal purposes. I have just had so many downloads and so many like ideas. So I wanted to do this $1 million funnel. So this will forever be known as the day that I explained my $1 million funnel. And if you don't know what it is, it's called Dream Bigger. And if you have done Dream Bigger, I would love you to let me know in any of its iterations. It's had many iterations over the past year, but I'm going to unpack how the idea came to me, what I did, how it became a $1 million funnel accidentally, didn't even mean it to. And it was actually one of those workshops and free things that I didn't even think was going to hit, but I wanted to do it for myself. So I'm going to unpack it for you guys. Set your intentions. Let me just say, let's just be real here for a minute. The last 3 months have been a shit show, to be honest. Millionaires are not immune to human things happening and having human moments. And so we often do dehumanize what we don't see as possible for ourselves. But I'm a human. I've also happened to create a $1 million business. I did $1 million in 8 months. And then as like clockwork and textbook, I went headfirst into sabotage. I actually milked the celebration. I celebrated it because I probably knew that I'm just like, okay, this sabotage is going to be a doozy. Like, oh my God, this sabotage, I am not looking forward to this. And I went through sabotage. Like, I experienced more hate in my business than I have since 2011 when I started posting on the internet. And I'm not somebody that is like strong. Like, I am strong, but like I feel everything. I'm like a really highly sensitive and I feel everything. And so it was an ego situation where I was like, oh, I really thought that I was so much stronger than like this, than letting this stuff like really get to me and really upset me and really affect my mood, not just in my business, but everywhere. So I haven't really been showing up for the last 3 months. I haven't been inspired. I haven't felt good. So I haven't wanted to go live. And I have this luxury of having a business now that is incredibly abundant. And I was able to have that luxury in that space to take some time off, essentially. So there has been times in my past where there's things that I'm dealing with and things that I'm navigating, and my business has not had the stamina and the endurance to be able to hold me through that. So that's why I wanted to share Dream Bigger, because honestly, Dream Bigger, my free 5-day expansion, has been what I did it just before I went into sabotage. Like, I was celebrating hitting the million in 8 months. And I was like, this is the how behind the wow. And I'm like, I got to share it right now. I literally got off the yacht and a day later, I did this thing. And I just had $100,000 weekend, and I got off the yacht and I streamed these portals, these energetic codes that were right off the back of that celebration. And then I went headfirst into sabotage. And the biggest, the godsend of this is I had Dream Bigger, this body of work that people were going through when I was not connected and live with you guys, and I was just all up it in my clients' businesses, doing my boxes, doing my client sessions, and having absolutely no inspiration to go live, having no inspiration to even do Facebook posts. And I couldn't even come here, because I'd come here and then I'd see posts about me and passive aggressive stuff. And it was just really hurtful, and it broke my heart, and it felt like it broke my soul. At the time I said, this broke my soul. But obviously our soul is unbreakable. But at the time it just felt like, I was like, there's a certain level and I've crossed the threshold of what I'm able to hold and show up as per usual. And so I gave myself that space, and it was really beautiful. And I just wanted to say thank you for everybody here. Like, I really appreciate you. Like, I really appreciate your presence. I appreciate you like still showing up, even though I haven't really been here for like 3 months. But I actually have. But for me, and if you've been following me for a long time, it's like a quarter of what my usual general, Jana feels amazing, so she's showing up, because my energy is energetic currency. So, and I just knew that if I spoke on the internet, what would come out of my mouth would probably be a little savage. And I wasn't like, I didn't want to share from that space. I didn't want to share from like, fuck them, I don't even care, like whatever. I just wanted to speak from like in integrity, in pure compassion and love, and all of those vibes. So I am, here I am. Okay, so Dream Bigger, hashtag Dream Bigger, if you have done Dream Bigger, and if you want to do Dream Bigger, please let me know. We'll put the links to Dream Bigger down below. It's janakingston.com/Dream Bigger. Let me know if you're going to sign up and do it. It's a free 5-day expansion, but let me just unpack. So, and then I'm going to unpack the origin. So first of all, we're going to unpack the gift that it was for the last 3 months, and then we'll unpack the origin story of it. And maybe anything that I'm sharing of late is super inspiring. It's super vulnerable for me to share a lot of these things, and I would like to be like, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Eye twitches. And I'm really grateful to myself that I didn't push myself to create, but I also recognize that I have a luxury of creating a business that can hold me while I'm going through a healing period, and while I'm navigating stuff that the human psyche truly, mine particularly, was, and a lot of ours, if you're a really big feeling human that wears her heart on a sleeve, then you're going to feel it. You're not immune. You're a human. As much as we're really strong with the mindset and we have the tools, and we have, like, I have breath work. I've been in a 10-month breath work journey facilitation. And so I've got these tools and resources to do the healing that I've been doing. So I have the luxury of basically had, let's just call it 3 months off, essentially. Because yes, I was showing up. And my showing up during that period is probably like, somebody's like, oh my God, I show up all the time. But to me, it's like, it's nothing compared to usual. So I had the luxury, probably for the first time in my entire business, that I could just switch off, and I could just let the universe have its way with me and learn all that I needed to learn. And essentially for me, if you did Dream Bigger, the 5-day free expansion, you hear me talking about me setting this next big dream for 8 figures. And I feel like I just got indoctrinated and initiated. All of my fears around having an 8-figure business came true in 3 months. It's like everything that I was so scared of, I was like, 8 figures equals heaps of haters. You're going to be misunderstood, and it's like going to be really hurtful. In 3 months of like setting that big dream, I'm like, that usually happens a lot further down the track. But I guess with the bigger the dream, the higher the intensity, higher the feels. Yeah. So it was an initiation and a half. But before I get back into the story of like how Dream Bigger started, I wanted to tell you about the last 3 months of having a organic quickening, a thing that people can go through, and it's like a portal and a quickening and like a crash course in getting to know you when you are not feeling at your best. So many of us, we're a slave almost to our own feelings, our own energy, and our business follows our mood. Would you say like your business follows our mood? And that's okay. But we get to actually be really mindful of this is like, what could I do to create space for myself to not always be at my best and allow myself to have healing periods and healing portals of time where I'm allowed to have that space and I can give my that space when I'm not like connected and present, which I love being present. I love being connected with social media. But there is times when you're going through, like in the last 3 months where I went through and experienced so much hate. And I didn't want to use the word hate, but I looked up the dictionary. It says an extreme and intense dislike. And I was like, well, that's accurate. And it was really a lot to hold and to move through and navigate. And my heart was really hurting. And I didn't want to be a circus monkey. And I didn't want to just suck it up, sister, and go live. I'm like, no, I would not go live because I'm like, it's not a congruent energy. And also I was worried that if I went live, I'd be like, bleh, these people did this, they did this, and da da da. Like, I don't trust myself with that when I'm in the wound, when I'm in the healing process. So Dream Bigger, my 5-day expansion, gave me this space. People came into my private coaching. They did Dream Bigger and they're like, I'm just up to day 3 of Dream Bigger. I need to work with you. I'm like, oh my gosh. They would be like, Madeline, it's like, I watched Dream Bigger. I binged everything on your YouTube and I watched Dream Bigger and I'm in Dreamswear Club. And it was just like this constant flow of people that were moving themselves through and having a quickening of my life's work because I didn't just do that thing and then dump it. I like did this thing and then I like really made something of it. This free body of work that I made. And I made something really special with it. I'm like, you know what? My Instagram bio is go to Dream Bigger. Because then my business has an oystering system. It's a filter. It's a natural filter so that you can't come into my field deeper than the front lines if you're not resonating with what I'm putting out. And that's good for both of us. That's beautiful for both of us. So in my field and the back ends, there's people that have been through the oyster and I haven't been live to hold your hands. I haven't been present and live to hold your hand and you're like, come in. And I've had some of the most incredible private clients over this experience. Like, hey, need to work with you. I'll do a month. Let's go. And everybody that was buying, and people were buying random things. People were going to Me Brand where I was live. I was live in my Me Brand every week. I was live in Dreamsboro running my programs. I just wasn't on the front lines doing the things that you usually do, like Circus Monkey, do the thing that you need to do. I just wasn't doing that. It was just like, well, I've got deliverables and I've got things that I want to do to make sure I fulfill. I'm boxing my clients and I'm running my live programs and I'm running Me Brand, which is a weekly live masterclass that's in Dreamswear Club. I'm doing all these things in the back end and loving it and creating some of the most potent work to date, but not launching anything on the front lines because I had Dream Bigger and people were just going through it and messaging me. I'm up to day 4. I'm up to day 5. I'm up to day 1. And I'm like, whoa, I did not see this happening. And it's because I wasn't live, there was no current content for them to consume. So they were all going to this Dream Bigger, whereas they probably wouldn't have even looked at it because it wasn't live. Okay, so I want to read what you guys are saying. So it was a gift. Creating Dream Bigger was such a gift that I never saw coming, but it actually is quite technically my accidental $1 million funnel. And I want to give you the origin story of how that started. Let me know if this resonates with you, if this feels like something that you would love to do. I'm going to be unpacking it all in my course, Launchology. I'm so excited for doing it. Launchology just feels more like an art form. And that's exactly what launching is. It's art. It's a communication. It's an experience. It's a journey with ourselves and each other as we're like bringing something forth. And now I get to, oh my God, these love hearts are just giving me life. You guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much. It's just like, such a powerful thing. It pays so much homage to the bodies of work because we don't launch things on the internet as a life worker and people that are attracted to my work. We launch things as this is what we've lived through and we've learned and they mean so much to us. They're not about making money. It's about the pass on. It's literally like the legacy, these bodies of work that we create for the internet. Let's go into the origin story where Dream Bigger came from, my 5-day free expansion that ended up being what generated $1 million funnel over the last year. Has been a really massive part of my business model, because I haven't been launching, but I have had this dream bigger. It started as a 3-day and then it became a 5-day expansion. And it's because it's called Dream Bigger, shoot for the moon, land amongst the stars and face the sun. It gives me so much creative freedom to be able to actually speak on whatever I want to speak when I run one of these expansions live. Okay, let's take you back. It's October 2021, and as we all know, when it's your birthday, that's when all of these amazing downloads come through. And I was at Coral Bay, and funnily enough, at the other end of another bout of sabotage, because I'd hit the million in 12 months at that point. So I'd done a million, not in the calendar month at that part, but I'd done a million in 12 months, and I went into sabotage. And I love sabotage. It's something that I accept, and it's not something that I resist. It's something that I like work with, and I really enjoy the lessons that I get from it. I really love the noticings that I don't usually get when I'm in the, you know, all of the, oh my God, I enjoy it, and I allow it to let it have its way with me. And I hear what I'm meant to hear. I don't try to reject it. I don't try to like fast track it. I just try to really utilize the intensity of the emotion and the energy during sabotage to make real change for the next time around in my big dreams. And me harnessing that energy of sabotage has been really the way that I've been able to create so much abundance in my world. So I work really strongly with our self-identity and self-belief. And when you're in sabotage, you're kind of going through this, like, you really feel like you're going through a process, right? Like I'm going through something, but you don't know the escape of it, the finish of it, the completion of it is never quite known. And you never know how it's going to be, like that demarcation, like it's done, like you've gone through the sabotage, you've moved through it, you've let go of identities that no longer serve you with this next narration, you've released beliefs that no longer serve you with this next journey of your big dreams. You release self-talk that's no longer serving you, that doesn't feel good to your soul, and you like start to speak to yourself a little nicer, and you start to become aware of really damaging self-talk, and you spin that around a little bit. And then also you are going through whatever is external. It's funny because sabotage is such a internal process, but external, seemingly unrelated events happen around it. And so it's this fusion of an internal situation that without the external stuff, you'd already be going through it anyway. And then you have the external stuff that almost like intensifies it, right? Do you feel that when you're going through, like you've just achieved this massive big dream and then boom, into the sabotage you go internal, like it's an internal war with self. Like you're like, oh my God, this identity, and like you're just not feeling like grounded in your own success. And there's like a fear of the success that you now have. There's a grieving process of what was and now what is. So sabotage is by itself inherently pretty intense anyway, but add on the external stuff that the universe likes to, it's like, okay, let's bring in this. Like let's, and that this is what I feel like for big dreamers, this happens. It's an external force that amplifies the learning. So it's all perfect. So I'm going through this like sabotage vortex. I'm like, ah, this hurts so good. And I'm like looking at my identities and my beliefs. And I'm like, crisis of like, you know, an identity crisis. It's not really a crisis. And then it's in October. I just turned 38 in October 2021. And I'd achieved my biggest dream. I'd created $1 million, which had been something that we'd traveled around and around and around and around Australia, basically, till I created $1 million business. I was like, I ain't stopping till this is $1 million business, kind of like the way it turned out, right? But that had been a big dream since the beginning of time. It had been a big dream since I was a kid that I had shut down. Like, I want to be a millionaire and I want to be a writer. I want to be a writer and a millionaire. And the millionaire, I was like, I would notice that adults would give me such a better reaction when I would go to adults and I would say, I want to be a writer. They're like, oh my God, that's so adorable. You're so amazing. Look at you go. And if I said, I want to be a millionaire, they're like, you know, life is not all about money and that's really greedy. And I gauged the reactions of people to my big dreams when I was a kid, as we all do. And so I get a better reaction when I say I want to be a writer. That's my dream. And I don't interconnect the money with it. As soon as I interconnect the money, the response that I get from people is not desirable. Like I want it, like you want to be loved. You want to be admired. You want to be doted upon when you were a kid, right? And so you drop that dream that everybody gives you a hard time from because they don't realize this is an expression of your highest self. Because some people, yeah, like the goal is not of the highest self. It's just like to prove something, to be validated. But some of us, many life workers, the big dream is actually like, if you want to use the word ego, which I generally don't, but I've been using it as a term to like make it make sense. Some people's ego is to go after the dream. For me, my ego is like, stay small, that's enough, we don't want to go there, that's not safe. So for me, the big dream is my higher self wanting me to express my biggest, highest expression of self. So we go, I'm having all of these like epiphanies and I'm like, I'm just not inspired. Like, I'm not inspired to go for another big dream. I'm like, because I just achieved that big dream and then I went through the sabotage. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do that again. Like, that sabotage really hit. Like, that was hurt. Like, that hurt. Because the same thing happened last year. It was like, I hit the big dream and then I experienced like this hate situation and it was like horrifying, horrible, heartbreaking. I still get sad about it. And I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth it if it's like I'm crying all the time because I'm so upset about these things that people did and then me not being able to be strong enough to just suck it up and keep on going. And maybe I'm just not cut out for it. Da 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 da. You know the thing. And so I'm just like going through that. I'm just like, I can't find that match to light explosion to myself to go forth. So think of your big dream right now. If there is a big dream and you can, you're like, my motivation and inspiration is, there's none of it coursing through me. Every piece of motivational inspiration is I am creating. There's times in your life when you're like that. And then there's times where you just like, you just can't shut up. Like today, like this week, I'm just like, I've got so much, like the internet doesn't even have enough space for it. It's just like, I've got so much coming through me. It's not something that I'm having to generate. It's just naturally permeating from me and emanating. And it's like coming from me, not me making it happen, right? It's like a difference, like motivation and inspiration, it can be a little different. Synchronicity, I'm just writing about the ego. Oh my God. It's like literally a word, and I know you don't use it as well, but like literally a word I have never used in my work. But last week I did this riff and this like channeled riff for my figure seveners. And it was like, some people look at our big dreams like they're the ego, like going after your big dream is the ego. And then some people, for some of us, like most life workers, you're happy with nothing. You're fine. This big dream is just like, actually, like, really? Like, I'm happy as a pig in shit, camping on a beach, living off the sun, drinking water that fell from the sky, and eating fish that we caught in the ocean. My ego is like, we don't go over, like, let's stay small. This is too much. Like, this is, wait, let's stay small. We're happy. And my higher self is like calling me for more. It's calling us, right? It's like a calling and it courses through you. And it's like rising to the occasion that I know is of my highest self and highest expression. And honestly, my purpose. So it's made a lot of sense for me because I think a lot of people put like greed and chasing big dreams as greed. And we're just like, yeah, like it's not that. I just recently moved out of a very deep state of sabotage after a year and a half, and Dreamsburg Club was the conduit for it. So here's what happened. I might read it to you. I had this download and I'm just sitting there in my mess and in the like, sabotage-y vibes. And I'm like, ugh. And then, see if I wrote it out. Donna, I hope you wrote this out. I was just sitting there and I was like, I want to have the, I want to feel that feeling of the inspiration and the motivation coursing through my cells, right? Like, you know, when you're just like, I don't want to be manually labeling, like laboring, like all the inspiration and the motivation is coming from me. Sometimes it's just like, I want it to be bestowed upon me and just like called forth again. There's times where it oscillates, right? And when you feel like you're doing all the grunt work and you're moving everything forward, it's like, okay, I want some inspiration and motivation to like kind of like spark this match and like create an explosion and like get us going. And this day I was sitting there and it was like, dream bigger. And I know it sounds like I've said it 50 times on this live, but it's like, dream bigger. I'm the big dreams girl. But what do you do when you've achieved all your big dreams? At that point I had. What do you do? when you've achieved all your big dreams, or to many of them, you need a lot more oomph and a lot more like grunt to like keep on going and rising from the top. It's actually really easy to rise from the bottom because you've got like something poking you, like survival. But once you're at the top, survival is no longer the driving force. It's got to be something else. It's very internal, the inspiration, once you're at the top. And it requires a different kind of vibe than what was motivating you at the bottom. And that's why so many of us go high and then low. We put ourselves to rock bottom again so that we get that hit again. Like we get that like catapult, like rock bottom, let's go. But what do you do when you're at the top to like have that motivation and have that inspiration and have that like firecracker? And it said, dream bigger, dream bigger. And there is coding that just enveloped my entire body during this time where I was like, oh, it said, dream bigger, shoot for the moon, land amongst the stars and face the sun. And I was like, right. Because at that point I was like, okay, well, let's do 5 million. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to have to be more organized. I'm going to get my shit together. I'm going to have to get my life together. I'm going to actually have to do stuff. I need to stop procrastinating. And I got to do all these things that I said I'm going to do and like get my shit together. That was like the main thing. Like I'm going to have to be more onto it, more focused, more planning, and just like really get it together. And then I was like, no, it's not that. It's dream bigger. It's doubling it. So let's try it here with you guys. Let's not make this a me thing. Let's make this a you thing. If you have a big dream for $1 million business or a six figure month, but like it's hard, why don't you double it? Okay, so write what it is. And usually there's a lot of like loaded, it's like loaded fries, right? It's just like got so much stuff over it. It's like $1 million or like six figures and it feels really like, ugh. Feels like tight and constrictive and like, oh my God, I'm so sick of having this goal. Like I remember I had the goal for $50,000 months years ago. So in 2020, I really wanted to crack a 50K month. And I had been chasing that thing for like 3 years. And then I was like, you know what? Double it. And that's before I knew dream bigger. I doubled it. I was like, let's just do 100K month. And the month that I said that, it was 106K month instead of, and I never did a 50K month. I just went straight to the hundreds. Went from a 20K month to a 100K month. It is possible. Anything is possible. So I'm going to read you what I said, what like kind of like the download. Okay. So dream bigger. It's a word that has my heart. It's that moment you're at the end of your big dreams and you've achieved everything you've ever dreamed of. Everything you originally set out to achieve ticked off the bucket list. Now you're a deer in the headlights. This is the moment where we dream bigger. Dreams beyond dreams. Dreams beyond needs. We're in the field of dreaming bigger, stretching our mind far outside the confines of where it's been before. Into the unknown we go again. This is the essence of dream bigger. We do what we just did. A big dreams pilgrimage to where you are now. We do it again. Creating the character capable of holding more. So I feel like that gives you the vibe of what Dream Bigger and where it came from. So I got this download so deeply that I was like, let's make this a thing. And Shannon, who is Melanie and Leia's sister, made the graphic for me, and it's still my favorite graphic to date. It's Dream Bigger, and I'm sitting on broom watching the sunset, and she puts the moon that's spiking straight into my like lower chakras, and it's just like the epitome of it. It was the first go, and I was like, I want moons and stars and sun, and like, and I gave her this photo that I'd taken myself sitting on the beach on the west coast. And she made the graphic that I'm obsessed with still to this day. It's a little darker than most of my branding, but it's so the epitome. And I felt expanded as I was like, I'm dreaming in a logical sense. And that's not a dream. That's what we like to call a goal. And goals don't inspire me. Goals don't get me moving. Goals don't come inside of me and like rip out my insides and spill them onto the internet. Goals are just like so masculine and so like, they're not of my soul. They're not an expression of me. They're just a thing. Whereas a big dream is like, that journey is going to be invaluable to others, not just yourself. It's going to be your act of philanthropy. Is you going after that big dream and letting other people see you dream bigger than you've ever dreamt before. And it almost like takes you out of the logical and into the atmosphere, into a whole other world. It unclamps you from reality and puts you into a whole other spectrum. And so if you want to really move through the energies of Dream Bigger, I suggest you definitely go do Dream Bigger. So what I did is I launched the first iteration of Dream Bigger, which was originally a 3-day, and it popped. Like, I launched the graphic because the graphic was fire, and it was like, Dream Bigger, Dream Bigger, Dream Bigger, Dream Bigger. Like, it was like hundreds. And I was like, I'd launched free masterclasses before, never with hundreds of people. And I was like, what is happening? Because it meant something to me, and I was doing something that wasn't like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do this. It was like, let's just like go on an experience together of facing, of shooting for the moon, landing amongst the stars, and facing the sun. Dream bigger. Like, what is, if anybody was going to tell you to launch a free masterclass, there'd be not one day of the week where it'd be like Dream Bigger would sell well or like resonate hard, because it wasn't like a tactical or practical or tactile breakthrough. It was like a 5-day expansion. It wasn't like, let me teach you this so you can do that. It was like, let me download the codes that are just coursing through my cells right now, and let's create a message in a bottle. It's like a time machine to do and create something like this. And so I did, and it was epic. And then I didn't have to launch. It's this really thing, like, and that's when I started to be like, you know what? I'm not going to launch anymore. I have this Dreamspoke Club where all of the people that don't just want me for a certain skill that I have, they want the entire body of work. They want the album. It's just like you never bought the album of your least favorite singers. You would always buy just the single if you just like the song. It's like, I only really like you for this song. Everything else is meh. But if you really loved that artist, you would buy the whole album, and you would be unexpectedly taken on a journey with these other songs that didn't really appeal to you and you didn't really love straight away. But then you would experience it as a body of work, as a journey. And that's what I've done with Dreamspoke Club. I put it all together. And I'm going to tell you about something that I'm changing soon. I'll tell you in a minute. Everything is changing, essentially. But this is my album. And during, from November, I was like, you know what? There is people that have lined up the door to pay for a whole year of my bodies of work and whatever I choose to spontaneously create. I don't need to launch it to them. They're already invested. I am just going to run it. And when I get an idea to run one of my courses live or do a re-infusion or immersion, we just do. So many times with Dreamspoke, it's just like, hey, we're doing a live round of this and it starts on Monday. And it's literally Friday. It's like, buckle up, let's go. And it was so freeing to not have to launch it to the internet to say, hey, come along, it's going to be great, and who and what and when and where and where's the pain points and all the things. And let's do a free thing to lead into this thing. Versus it was just like, I have an idea for an immersion, a live immersion. All these people are paid and lined up at the door to do whatever I want to do live. They're there. I don't need to sell it to them. We just get to go. And all that energy that I usually would funnel into a launch before something, and like launching it and leading up. And at the beginning of a launch, is it or is it not where you're the most energetically excited? Oh, God, Alicia, it's where you are the most frothing over this stuff. Am I right or am I right? That crystallization of like, oh, this is a moment in time to run this thing. That is where now I run it. I channel all that energy into the thing, and it blows people's minds, changes their lives. and people lined up at the door, aka Dreamspo, to receive that at any time, because they know they're going to get a monthly live immersion regardless. Then I'm like, Genie Zone workshop, I'm going to tell you how to do. And like, nobody really on the public kind of know that I'm doing it. It's just like, Genie Zone workshop, because everybody's asking me, like, dream team of eight players, how did you manifest a dream team of eight players? I'm like, let me show you how. So what I did was I put all this energy into Dream Bigger and oystering people, and they are going to buy the singles, or they're going to buy the whole album. And this gets to be a so much service to me, because it's oystering out. I'm not going, let me hold your hand while you decide whether to buy this thing or not, versus let me just put all into this free masterclass, aka my free 5-day expansion. And I barely even sell in that. Like, if you've ever done Dream Bigger, did I even sell anything? Pretty much not at all. I sold without selling. I launched without launching. And I just made it all about the transmission, all about what I was going to share. And Dream Bigger, which ended up being now, and I looked back, I'm like, so I stopped launching, and instead I had this thing called Dream Bigger that I kept on just redoing and just rerunning live with you guys, and you just guys came in. I didn't sell from it. You guys kept on coming in and just organically oystered out people that are like, not for me, and I'm not for you, and you're not for me. And I organically oystered, and I wasn't even present for the process. I was just there for the first download, and then you were rearranging yourself and bringing yourself to me. And so I had a year of like 7 figures in 8 months with people bringing themselves to me. My $260,000 a month just recently was people bringing themselves forth to me. Hey, been watching you for a while? Paying in full for figure 7. Let's do this. Okay. Had $100,000 weekend cash. 260K a month, and I didn't launch anything. Just people coming through and oystering through this, and then me having space and time to do all the other stuff that I want to create on the internet without any agenda, without, I've got to create this so it lines up perfectly with this launch. I don't have to do that anymore. I can go live about anything. I have no constrictions. So if I was launching a relationship course today, I could go live on the front lines about money. It wouldn't even matter. It doesn't matter. On my stories, I've been selling and telling people about 10 million different things. It's not even aligned. It doesn't even work. It's just like, but it works. And it's so freeing. And it's because I kept on doing Dream Bigger. And one of the other things that I want to tell you, I'm going to tell you in a second, around a really special thing that I started to do, this free 5-day expansion, which ended up becoming a $1 million organic funnel. I started to do it with purpose. I'll share it with you in a second. Oh my God, PS, by the way, updates, guess what? Oh my gosh. I was told the other day, my beautiful friend Kendra, who is the energy situation, whole energetic situation, we meditate together. It's the best thing ever, because it's the only way to get me to sit down and meditate. Anyway, Jana, the word Jana with J-H-A-N, which is literally kind of how you pronounce my name, the J-H-A-N-A, is the jhanas are the Buddhism word for the state of consciousness, state of awareness. It's called the jhanas. Oh my God. And all my life, one of the biggest things, and that's what's always touched me into the spiritual realm, without the paraphernalia, without the knowingness, without the language, it's always because I've got an extremely ridiculously otherworldly ability to be super self-aware and conscious of my unconscious, like making my unconscious conscious, kind of like from Carl Jung. He says, until we make the unconscious conscious, it'll exist outside of our life and we will call it fate. One of my favorite quote. And to me, it's one of my superpowers, is I'm really hyper crazy conscious of things. So like really able to see patterns and just like see what's going on. And that's my connection to the spirit world, without the paraphernalia, without the wordage and the verbiage for like spiritual realm. It's just my inner natural knowing. So there we go. Who knew? I do now. An album versus singles. If your favorite artist, you don't go and buy a single, you buy the whole album for the whole experience. And it doesn't mean you're going to love every single song on the album, but true fans buy the album. So I've got something to tell you guys about that in a minute. So there's three things that I do to celebrate. And I have three things. So I do a celebratory symbol. So when I celebrate like a milestone, so for example, in March of 2022, I had a 160K month while I was writing my book. And it was really a big thing because I think that was May actually. I'm not sure if it was. So I write my book and I had this belief that I can't write my book and make money. Like I can't do like the two, like I can't have my best month ever. And I was like, I'm going to have my best month ever and I'm going to finish my book, which I did. But now my book wants to be more. Now I've gone through this whole like energetic situation. It wants to change. Who has that? Like you rewrite the book because it takes you so long to write. And by the time you finish it, it's like you've got all these new codes and downloads. It's like, oh my God, I got to start again. I think I've started my book about 7 times again over the last 5 years. Everything is perfect. All in divine timing. So I had my best month ever and I wrote my book. And so I was like, you know what I want to do is I had, when you achieve something, when you celebrate something, you have so many codes that it's downloading. And you're like, okay, where do I channel all this? Because I don't want to launch it because then that would be to ruin something that's so sacred, so fresh, so new, so undiscovered, so something that you're not used to speaking of and talking of. So really, should it be in a course? Because you just had all these downloads. It's just fresh. So it would be free if it's fresh. If it's embodied and you've lived it and you've learned it, it's not just fresh from mind to market. It's like, then it's a course, right? If it's like something you've lived through, you've embodied, you passed on, it's a methodology, it's a modality, you've lived it, you learned it. It's like you've got, like you know it upside down, inside out, round and round, back to front. I celebrate with a symbol, so I purchased a symbol. I always buy, like, that's why I have so many crystals, because generally I'll buy like a crystal or I'll buy something. So to celebrate the 263K month, I bought a $12,000 Sony camera with all these lenses that are just epic. And so I'll buy like a symbol. So it's something that I was probably going to buy anyway, but because I buy it with the energy of something else, it's infused with that intention. It's infused with the energy of that big dream come true. And so it's like it brings a whole new meaning to the things that I purchase. So generally I'll wait till I'm celebrating something to buy something that I'm desiring, because then it'll just have, it'll be encoded. Once I buy it as a celebration, it's encoded with the energies of that celebration, right? So the celebratory symbol, celebratory experience. For example, I hit $1 million in 8 months, cash. So we went on a yacht. It was the best. It was so fun. That was an experience. So symbol, celebratory experience where once you hit the big dream, you realize it's like, yay, it's just numbers on the page until you make it real. So we celebrated the $1 million financial year by having a $1 million party, and we've got a cake and we went to a restaurant. And so we're planning the cake and we're planning the restaurant with my bestie, and we're organizing, they're organizing little party bags and location and flowers and cakes and colors. And it just gets you to elongate the celebration, and it changes the like, oh yay, high and then low. It's like elongates the celebration, because you know you're gonna hit sabotage anyway, so you may as well like elongate the celebration. So celebration symbol, celebration experience, and then a celebration service, act of service. So I pass, like my personal brand of celebratory service this year has been, I wrap up all of the learnings, the fresh learnings, and I make them free. I don't make them paid, I make them free. These are not, like, I've just celebrated something. So many people are just like, oh, let me make a course on it. Well, maybe it's supposed to be free. You've just downloaded these courses. You've just had all these lessons all adding up, and now it's time to pass it on. So I active service, a celebratory service. And so an active service. And so Dream Bigger kept on just being there. The graphics are ready to go. I don't have to make new graphics. I don't have to sign new people up. I just like Dream Bigger, free 5-day expansion. And I give it a name. So the last one that I did was Dream Bigger, 7 figures in 8 months, the how behind the wow. And I was like, I'm just going to like document this, the branding, the beliefs, the bodies of work, whatever else is in that thing. And I'm just going to make a live stream for every single thing. I wanted to write like a long form post for each of the downloads, which I have coming. And so I just get to channel it into that. And it's an act of service because it's free, but it's like, it should be paid. One of my beautiful private clients, she's like, this needs to be paid. I'm doing Dream Bigger and it needs to be paid. And I'm like, it's already making me $1 million. So we're good. I'm getting paid. It's making me $1 million because it's creating a quickening. So there's that. It is already making me $1 million. Just because it's free doesn't mean I'm not getting any exchange. And it never was for the exchange. And I only just realized now that it actually is. Because I was like, this is going to be $1 million thing, having it for free. And she's just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then now I've realized, oh, it actually was. Because I launched it last November. I've made millions since then. So there's that. And it just, I can go back through these portals. They're messages in a bottle. They're like a time machine for me to go back on before I've hit sabotage. Because at the end of sabotage, you're just like, I don't know who's Arthur or Martha or which way is up or down. I don't know what just happened. But I have that message in a bottle because you are your best guru. Like, to listen to your own self, there is nobody more motivational or inspirational than you. Listening to your past self when you're in a vortex, a flow vortex, in a celebration, like, oh my God, I just did something I've never done before. I cracked a nut I've never cracked before. And I just streamed to the internet and I made it cohesive, as in like, let me break down the brand, let me break down the beliefs, let me break down the bodies of work, let me share it with the internet and like drop this while it's fresh, while it's new, while it's crystallized, while it's bubbling through my cells, while it's channeling like lightning fast pace, and let me bundle it up into this thing, this body of work, and there it is, and it's free for all. And that's what Dream Bigger became. And it accidentally became an organic $1 million funnel because we have emails. I send emails now, but they're customer service ones. But so you sign up for Dream Bigger, you get day one, then you get day two, then you get day three, then you get day four, then you get day five. And it's like, bye. That's it. There's no like, buy now, upsell, downsell. It's just like day one, you just ask for Dream Bigger. Here's day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. And they're all over the internet. And so I'm going to explain to you in Launchology, I'm going to break it down because I've actually had a few of my clients using this thing and I've been obviously verbally explaining it over and over and over again. And as soon as I do that, it's like, it's time to put this in a course so you can go listen to it, because it's a little tricky to do that in a 20-minute session and boxes over and over and over again. It'd be so much more valuable if I had it all just like put there, and so we can go further with the one-to-one sessions. We can go further in the boxer. We can finesse it and tweak it so you guys get to come along with the ride. Okay, so that's the celebratory vibe. Oh, you guys are the best. This is so good. Okay, you ready to hear how everything has changed, everything that is changing? Okay, so I decided to take this even deeper. I want to go deep, deeper, deepest with this no launching situation that I've been doing. And there's obviously a beyond that, beyond the, it's not all about Launchology, it's not all about this. This is a bonus. That's literally a bonus for Launchology. It's got a whole other thing. It's got 6 modules in it, as well as the bonus, which is I want to put it as its own thing, because there's going to be like, I got to do screen recordings, I got to do a lot of stuff. So it's kind of like a bonus, like a little package, the evergreen. I don't want to use the word funnel, but so many people that are international, some of my clients, like I've got beautiful Leticia who speaks, first language is French. So I like to have universal language, even though I have all crazy language as well. Like, I want to make it like people know what a funnel is, even though I don't even like the word, but whatever. It's a different, completely different intention. Okay, so now here's how everything has changed. So I decided I have all these programs, like Big Dreams Bootcamp, Creator Mind, Life Workers, Mentorology, Retriculate, all of these big programs. And I run these live with my Dreams for Clubbers. So we run a live program. Every month there's something that's live, whether it be a Q&A, whether it be a full immersion, and I don't have to launch them, and it's the best thing ever in the world. And so what we're going to do, the prices for all of these courses are currently the live price. So what we're going to do is we're going to create, all of these courses are available to buy as singles, and they're not live. You get the version, the self-study version. And so from today, so message us, you'll have to message us because the links aren't already yet. So to come into Big Dreams Bootcamp, you get the I think it's going to be 555 and it's self-study only. You don't get live rounds, self-study only, 555. I'm going to actually say all the prices. Because if I don't do this now, I'm going to chicken out and I'm just like going to be like, no. It's usually $2,222 to do a live round. So it's crazy. Okay. Belief edX is $111. I don't know why it's crazy cheap, but whatever. It's $111. It's always been $111 for Belief edX, so that's fine. Creator Mind is going to be $399. And it is only self-study. So if you want to do a live round, it's an extra $1,111 for any of these. You can purchase a live round, one live round for $1,111. For current students, it's the same. You just get self-study rounds and all live rounds moving forward, except for Launchology right now, are going to be only available in the Dreamspo Club. So if I do a live round of Big Dreams Bootcamp, Dreamspo Club only, unless you pay for the live round, the extra for the live round. So Creator Mind is, you can purchase it now. And you can just go through it. And if you want to do a live round, when I'm doing a live round, you can purchase a live round when I'm doing a live round. And you'll sort of get a sense of it. But if you're in the Dreamspo Club, you get a live round. Live immersions, we're going to call them. So there's going to be two versions. Everything right now is self-study. All of these, like Big Dreams Bootcamp, Creator Mind, Mentology, Life Workers, Cashflow Codes, Convergence, Organic Marketing, Cashflow Codes, Articulate, all Mentology, they're all self-study. So when you buy them, you get the self-study and you get to have it. But to do a live round, you've got to be in Dreamspo Club, or it's $1,111 to get access to one live round. Dreamspo Club for the win, because I'm obsessed with my Dreamspo Club because they've bought the whole album. And my live energy is so important to me, especially when I'm doing a course. And I want to do it for the people that want the whole body of work, the whole experience, the whole energetic situation. Because we co-create. It's not just me telling you things on the internet. It's me co-creating. Like Madeline's in Dollar Diaries right now. And we're co-creating. When I do these live streams, they're personalized. It's going to be intensive, intentional, and immersive. Because we're doing the live rounds. Obviously, in the Dreamspo Club as well, they get their weekly live masterclasses out of the Me brand. So you can still, if you want live vibes from me in courses, you can do that in Me brand. So that's going to be the vibe. And also, other thing, I did the shop for, oh my God, I'm gonna show you. It's so cool. I spent all day tinkering. This is another thing that I was going to say, but I don't think I have time for it today. But here is the shop that I made yesterday. And I haven't tinkered with my business for ages. But I did something so cool. So these are all the little courses. And then to celebrate the launch of my shop, I have all these workshops. So workshops, I have the Live Vibes workshops. It's usually 222. Message Me workshop is usually 222. We've marked them down to 111. All of my workshops are going to be 111 and they're all on the shop page. It's crazy. Because everybody's like asking me for all the courses and I know them all off by heart. I literally knew the link to every single one of these courses on this page. There's like heaps of them. And there's Free Spirit of Money. It's $111. There's Genie Zone, which is creating a dream team of A players. That's 111. That was actually 444, I think, or 399. And then we've got micro sessions, which is 222 usually. And we've got hyperaction, which is 333. And these are all marked down for 111 for this launch of the shop. But yeah, if you go to jonakingsford.com/shop, you can go to all the things. And okay, that is not the final thing. One more thing. And I know Amy is here. They're literally taking notes of all the things that we've now got to do. Okay, I'm doing something that I haven't done since 2015 and it just feels right and it feels like the right time to take Dream Bigger even further, even more. Do you guys have any ideas of what it would be, what we're going to do with Dream Bigger to give it a little bit more spice, add a little more? I'm not going to do another live round because I'm actually, the last live round that I did where I went from seven figures in eight months, that I'm so happy with that live round. It's perfection. I don't feel the need to do another live round of it. I don't want to either, so I don't have to. Anyway, I've thought about it a lot. I've felt into it. And now that I have a team, I feel like I get to make a free group, a community for Dream Bigger on the internet. This is so much bigger than me. This was the reason that I had such a beautiful breakthrough after cracking the million. And it is also where I'm going from eight figures to eight figures. Eight figures, making big dreams come true. It feels so much bigger than me. It feels like bigger than me. And it's about the community to go to eight figures. So what I want you to do is I want you to message us if you would love to get the group link. It's going to be a free group. And something that I'm going to do this week is I'm going to actually create five written versions of the live streams. They're not going to be a version of it, like the notes. They're going to be like now looking back. And that was originally in its original format. It was what I was doing. I started to write the thing and I'm going to be writing it. And that's what we're going to start the Dream Bigger group off with. Now, I will do a live to launch it. So if you request to join the group, I don't know if I've got the link. We're not going to add you in until the live. So make sure that you're on the Dream Bigger list. If you're not already on the Dream Bigger list, make sure you're on the Dream Bigger list, because you can get the group. You can access the group, but you're not going to know when I'm doing the actual thing. So I'm going to put the link here underneath for the group, but we're not going to let you in until I do the live stream to launch the group. And there's going to be just so much goodness in there. I know the team is like frothing right now because they're like so excited, but I have a team now to run it. I don't want to do it so I don't have to. Major abundance, right? I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. So here is a link for the free Dream Bigger group. And it's not a group, it's a community. I don't need anything. I wanted to have a space for us all to come together. Like Madeline is doing so much amazing work with the breakthroughs that she's doing, but I would love to build the Big Dreamers. And we're beyond Big Dreamers now. We're in the stage of dreaming bigger. We achieve our big dreams and then we dream bigger. And I want this to be a space where we feel like we're shooting for the moon, landing amongst the stars and facing the sun. And this is a safe space to dream bigger. And so when you request to join the group, make sure you've joined the Dream Bigger list, because unless you've joined the Dream Bigger list, you're not going to know when the group opens. So we're not going to be accepting anybody, but make sure you like request and then you'll be accepted when I go live for the first live. It's going to be really just like embodying everything, dream bigger and get us set off and started and have us have a space and a place to be and hang out and go to, kind of like our online cafe for dreaming bigger, because we have some big things coming up and I wanted to have a group to be able to do that. It's been a while. I've very intentionally not had a group for a lot of years. I put all of my energy into my courses, but now that it's less launching, I have space. I have time, because it's less launching and holding your hand and telling you who and what and when and where and why and how and sign up now and carts closing. Just so bored of that. Now I just focus. I can put more energy on the front lines and more energy. This is the space for you guys, for you to dream bigger. And obviously I will be in there doing my things, a lot of behind the scenes. And also there's so much like gold that I want to write this week. And I knew that if I didn't have an actual reason to do it, I would never write these things that I want to write about the seven figures in 8 months, the how behind the wow. So there you go. That is everything. How has everything changed? And there you go. So if you're in Dreamsbro Club, it is the place to be. If you're not in Dreamsbro Club, what are you even doing with your life? Oh my God. Dreamsbro Club. That is my favorite place to be on the internet. It, as well as my figure seven and my private clients. But I do that for my clients. I do Dreamsbro Club for my clients, all of the stuff in there. And so that's where we're going to be doing the live rounds. But then also, if that's not quite where you're at right now, go to the shop and go shopping, because there is literally all these courses that are just entered into self-study and you don't have to wait. So all of these courses are now in self-study mode, except for Launchology. So Launchology is going to be, it's because it's a founding round, you get to come live. It's $399, so you get to come live to the founding round. And then that's one of the things that I will do is like if I'm launching something for the first time, then it'll be available to the public to come in live at that price, at the launching price, which is $399. But to get the next live rounds, it'll be an extra $1,111 on top of that $399 to do the live round with me. So there you go. That is vibe. Does that make sense? Message me if you've got questions on any of the things. We are complete. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you inside a Dreamsbro Club, Launchology, or any of those things on the shop. I'm so excited about that. And I'll see you in the Dream Bigger group. So excited. Have the best day ever. Growing to be dreams. Thank you so much for being here for this transmission. You guys are the best. so grateful for this space to express myself and be here with you all. I love you.